sir.
Jose Carrasco?
Jose Carrasco?
I think I am.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Quinones will be conducting your hearing.
Just 1 second, sir. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Just 1 second. There we go.
Of your assigned parole officer,
by Billy to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on October 20th, 2017, as directed on October 19th, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were absconded from supervision. Mr. Grasso, is this true or false?
Question.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Carrasco's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Okay, Mr. Carrasco, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. It is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, a community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information regarding your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly, and you'll be able, or we'll ask you some questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Mr. Carrasco was released from ABC custody on 6/23/2017. He was arrested on 4/7/2018 by Douglas PD on the ABC warrant. No new charges are noted. Date returned back to ABC is 4/10/2018 with an adjusted release date of 11/8/2018 with 169 days of scone time. Current convictions, 2013. Commitment A, count one, marijuana violation, 3 years and 6 months. 2013, commitment B, count one, dangerous drug violation, 5 years. Prior convictions, none. This is his first term in ABC custody with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with possession of communication device, criminal damage, disorderly conduct, and drugs noted. Under arrest, 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. He has a GD score of G1-V2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Carrasco. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. According to the Department of Corrections, you were released from prison with an approved placement at 2326 North 30th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, with your sponsor, Gloria Carrasco, your mother. You did not provide another residence prior to absconding. So did you live someplace else for a while when you were outside of the prison system, sir?
Yes.
Where are you living?
I went to Mexico.
Okay. And I would ask for the address, but what city and state is your home in Mexico?
In Durango, Santiago de Chile.
We did have some employment notes. We had a note that you were working at Burn Electric in Tempe. And then you started shape. Were you working in Mexico when you were in the other country? Programming notes, you assigned to task for the Color of the Day program. You submitted one sample on your task called pink. That came back positive for cocaine, which was diluted in July. You were sanctioned to MRC. You provided 5 urine samples, which were negative. We commend you for that. In September of 2017, you reported back to the Northeastern Parole Office after completing MRC with the color code boss. You're responsible for 5 urine samples. You had 4 instances in which you failed to submit urine. For the 10, you submitted a urine sample that came back diluted. So I just got a bit of information there. Looks like that you failed to attend your CHC group classes upon your release from MRC. Some sanctions notes back in July. You were stopped when you tested positive for cocaine. You admitted to last using cocaine on July 28, 2017. You also admitted to using alcohol. In October, you were stopped by P.S. Fleshman due to 2 missing 1 diluted urine samples. So I'll just begin there. I think you may have already answered some of the questions, but what were you doing for the 169 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Carrasco?
I was out working on a farm in my uncle's. Just, not even working, just maintaining. And I was out with my wife. I came back, it's like she became pregnant, and I knew I had to work for my rest, so basically just trim myself in, and hopefully I'll be home before the baby's born. And I talked to my parole before I scammed him, and that's when I became kind of scared to try to come back, but I had to come back sooner, but I can't give my kid a future over.
Now again, this is just to understand your case. Is your wife in the United States or in Mexico?
She's in the United States. She's in the house.
Okay, so you were motivated to come back to complete your time so that you could return to your wife?
Yes.
Okay. You were... It looks like that you were arrested by Douglas PD on your stronger status. So what were you doing to make... what happened when Douglas PD made contact with you?
Well, I got arrested again on the border. They asked us for our paperwork, our documentation, on my ID and my birth certificate and stuff. And I'm at the border patrol, people right here at the border, and I told them that I have a warrant for my arrest. And they said, do you? I'm like, yeah. And they scanned my ID, and that's what they wanted to fly. Douglas PD, and then they got me, and put me in jail, and brought me here.
Okay, I've got another question. Now, Mr. Carrasco, I recognize this hearing has nothing to do with your immigration status, but when you return to the community, will you be able to stay inside the United States?
Yes. No, I've always been honest, been doing my stuff, you know, saying I was telling you guys, now it's like totally different. As soon as I got off from MRC, I got married, I was doing good, I had a job, and then I messed up, because seriously, hair was bad. And I know it's tough, because you guys got everything shown, it doesn't see, I'm not a good person, but it's different now.
Well, sir, I mean, take this as encouragement. We listen to a lot of cases. You're not alone. There's thousands of people in the correction system. A lot of people have made a lot of mistakes regarding drugs. So it is hard for me to personally be that judgmental knowing there's that much drug abuse going on in society. You know, what we're looking for is for people to learn from their mistakes and then to return to the community and productive, which I hope is the direction you're heading in, especially with the wife and kid.
I
wanted to
get my job back because I liked it. I was doing it. You were doing some tests. I did it. I completed it. And I liked it when you mentioned the word. And now I'm having a kid, the way I try myself up, I have to save money to the baby.
Well, sir, I'll tell you, it's up to you whether or not you want to stay out of the prison system for the rest of your life. You're a young man. You have your whole life ahead of you. So you have some choices to make here, but We also see lots of people who come out of prison, they put it behind them, and they move on. So I'm hoping that's your case. I'm going to ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Carrasco, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there anything else you would like to show the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you ensure anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. And I want to make sure that we have any supporters from Mr. Carrasco in the room. No? Okay, so I'll make sure we have some individuals here that aren't here to support. But is there anything else you'd like to share? Thank you, Mr. Crosby. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual decisions? We do this under the open meeting laws of Arizona. We do not discuss these cases before we come to the hearing room. So if we'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir? Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is a really unfortunate case. I've heard from Mr. Carrasco with a new wife and a baby on the way. I think what makes this difficult to consider returning him to community supervision is that he absconded for such a long time, a serious amount of time, and that he has he had free movement between the countries. And again, we're not here to deal with immigration issues, but it does raise the issue of him leaving the country again. So I think in the interest of just what's good for everyone, if you will serve just to serve these last 5+ months in the correction system, when he comes out, it'll be free and clear, we'll have free theme of movement, and he'll be able to return to a productive life. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see. Maybe the next meeting, you have those dates too.
Yeah, no, I have concerns about leaving the country. So based on the information provided to us in 182-318, our discussion with Mr. Carrasco, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections, I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapsed, was about to lapse from the company, inasmuch that he relapsed into some drug abuse, absconded from community supervision in which we could not accomplish activity and left the country, and that is my motion.
I second. I just want to make the correction. You said the warrant number, but it was the ADHD number system.
Okay, well, I want to know all about this. I'll say it again just for the record. I said his ADC number. I meant to say warrant number 2017-W3625. Again, that is my motion.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed upon by Mr. Neal. Mr. Carrasco, your supervision has been revoked, and you'll be released on it on November 8th, 2018. I know that sounds like a long time away, especially separated from your wife and with a baby on the way, but if you'll just concentrate on putting together a plan for your return to the community, it's just a matter of weeks, and we do wish you a safe and responsible return to the community. So this hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you give the phone back to your COP. Thank you, sir.